off on my shows. Too much, too much, riding wild with my foes.
It's KO and Nas to see on this one. It's called Too Much. The lady that's in studio is too much because she's looking absolutely gorgeous. That's why she's late. Welcome to the show, Nzako.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Thank you for coming.
Yay!
We are speaking about your journey, where it began, where it's going.
Guys.
Yeah?
Okay, I'm ready. Let's do this.
You were born in Bushbuck Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the story of Nzako begin and where she got this itch to want to do more for herself?
I believe it was when I was still in grade 12. As much as I didn't know exactly what I should do.
Yeah.
But I just knew that I was destined for greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And I was ready to find myself, because I always believe that if you need to do great, you need to be on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
You first need to understand your purpose, because if you find yourself in a wrong place, you won't be that greatness that you want to achieve.
Absolutely.
So to answer your question, I think I believe it was in grade 12, but I was still trying to find myself. But I just knew that there's something great. There's an impact that I need to bring back to the community. So it was 2010.
I'm so glad that you are speaking about finding yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so difficult to find ourselves in such a society where there's so many societal standards. How do you, especially as a young, black, confident woman, how do you continue to find ourselves? Because I always say finding yourself is a lifelong journey. We change all the time.
Yeah, that's true. So, I believe that firstly, it starts with you. It starts with you, right? Like you're asking, the question you're asking is that, how does one find themselves? So you need to first, like I've said, that I first knew that there's something that I need to do, but I did not know what that was. So one thing that I did to help me find myself was to be around people who believe in me. So networking, it's everything. People who are around you can also shape the person that you need, or the person that you should become. And also the environment that you're at can also shape the best, the person that you should become. And one last important factor is God.
Yeah.
I believe that my faith in God has helped me, has shaped me to be the person that I am today, because in most of the time I always go to God to say, what now? So God has played a huge role in finding myself. And another thing is my parents. They've always believed in me, as mm-hmm. much as there was a time where I had to change a career when I have found what I wanted to do. They've never, you know, to say, okay, we've spent so much on this career, why are you changing now?
Yeah.
So they understood that now I have found myself, now it's my time, and they supported me through that journey. And I believe that support from my parents has helped me to be confident to saying that if my parents believe that I can, so I can. So it's God and my parents. Yeah,
absolutely. Mm. You just spoke about the people that you should have around you. And, you know, I mean, now you look at the young girls that we see in our social media platforms, and most of them don't really have the right friends around them.
Mm, yeah.
Because of the things that we're seeing all over social media platforms and the pressure that we're all getting to, you want to look better, you want to do better. And I always say social media is not real. But because it's such a big thing now in our world, we are so pressured to want to look a certain way, to want to have certain things. So to the girl that is listening now, who says, I'm really struggling to find myself, I'm really struggling to find the right group of people to hang around with, what do we say?
You know, what I've learned is that success does not happen overnight. And I think the problem that we are having now as young people is that we want those things now.
Yeah.
We want that car now. We want that phone now, you know. And then we end up having to make mistakes, having to associate ourselves with wrong people because we need money to buy this and that. You understand? So we need to understand. My first book that I've written, it says The Journey of Becoming. Because I believe that to become, you have to go through a journey. It's not something that you just do and you become. And if you really, you are building a brand, you need to be consistent. You need to work hard on yourself first before you go out there to the people. So what I will tell those young people is that you need to build yourself first. They say you cannot pour from an empty cup. So if really you need to become something big, you have to build yourself first. You have to invest. You know what? If you are around people who are not building you, it's not wrong to not have friends at all. You understand? So it's fine. Be around people who believe in you. If there are no people that believes in you, then be alone and follow your dream alone. And when time goes, right people that aligned, because all these things that I have done, there are people that I've met through my journey that I did not know, that I did not even think or believe that this kind of people would be my in my circle. But because they saw how I am giving in and this thing, now they believe that, no, let's be part of her journey. So if you stay in your lane, people who like belongs to you, they will just, they say greatness, they attract, they will be attracted to you. Either way, it will happen.
Absolutely. And in your journey of becoming, did you ever have a moment where it was really dark and you were struggling to find your color again, you know, where you just thought, what am I doing with my career? What am I doing with myself? I don't really see that light, or I'm not really finding the colors of my life.
Dude, it happens every day. You know, you as much as we say the journey of becoming, there's no time that anyone can get to a space where they'll be like, you know what, now I'm okay. Everything is fine. Like, it's a journey every day. As much as we're like, okay, now I need to buy this kind of car, when you have that car, you still have another journey to find something else. So what I'm trying to say is that there's always challenges. I've learned to, at this point, I've learned to embrace all the challenges that are coming my way. Because I believe that with every challenge, I'm able to come out of it much stronger. Like, every challenge is shaping me to, like, I'm like, whoo, now go, my God, that challenge. Like, I could feel that now I'm a better person. I'm a stronger person. So literally, like, the way I take challenge for me is not like it's here to kill me. It's something that I'm like, okay, now I'm having this challenge. How, what do I do to solve it? And I know for a fact that it won't kill me, and I'll come out stronger from each and every situation. So I like to encourage listeners to say, we shouldn't really be scared of challenges. Like, if you can listen to great people who have achieved a lot in life, they've been through a lot as well. But at the end of the day, what is your goal? What are you trying to achieve? If that challenge is not helping in any way for you to achieve that goal, why are you focusing on it? Why is it, why are you letting it to bring you down? You understand? If now the reason I'm late, it was because of a challenge. At the end of the day, I had to be here despite of the challenge. You understand? So that's why I like to encourage the listeners to say that you did not do anything wrong to come across challenges, more especially when you're building something big, you will get big challenges.
Absolutely.
So embrace them, be proud that, okay, I'm having this kind of challenge, I'm gonna go through it while I'm focusing on working on myself.
I love that. You know, I am such an optimistic person. Mm-hmm. I don't like negativity, you know. And the one thing that I always say is if you're alive, you're always, there's always going to be something. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be a challenge. But this one thing I don't like is to dwell in my challenges. Yeah. It's like, let's find a solution and move on. Because you're wasting your time.
Exactly.
You know? So I absolutely love that. Yeah. We're running out of time. Mm-hmm. So just before I let you go, where do we see Ntsako in the next couple of years? What is she doing?
Oh my word. So since I'm having my company Charged Up, that does clothing, it does embroidered branding in general. So you will see Charged Up being that one stop branding headquarters. When you get there, we do the production from there. It's not that thing that you come with a t-shirt, we print it, we will be sewing the t-shirts, branding them, everything will come out complete. And I see myself, I believe in impacting lives through economical growth. Mm-hmm. I see myself employing a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I see Charged Up not just in Bombela, but in South Africa as a whole. So that's where we're seeing Charged Up. And I see myself launching more books. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I love it. Thank you very much for coming onto the show. Unfortunately, we have to go to the news. Mm-hmm. But from your lips to God's ears.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish you all the best. You are such a beautiful young woman.
Thank you so much.
You are doing really great things in a country where there is so much unemployment.
Yeah.
We really need people like you who are saying, I want to take the initiative to employ people because there is no employment.
Exactly.
A lot of young people have lost a lot of hope.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
true.
You are there to give people hope. Mm-hmm. And that's what we love to see. So thank you so much for coming onto the show looking all pretty. And I wish you all the best.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
It's Rise FM.